Hello, it is Jackson and Ayla Brown here with David Lee Murphy at the Grant. Man, you just killed it. So good.
What a crowd. I mean, I've been looking forward to coming up here all week. And the snow and the cold weather and the ice.
That's such a lie. And you've not been looking forward to doing any
too.
Of that.
I have
no.
too, Ayla. You know I have.
All right.
What was so cool was this crowd was rocking the night, and it was really fun, and it was a pleasure to be here.
What do you think was the best part of the crowd? Do you think it was a specific song or the energy or just the fact that we love our sports teams and our country music?
Well, you love your sports teams and your country music. And that's really something that I love and I admire, like towns that love their teams and they stick by them. But just the crowd was great, and we just had a great time playing music and singing along, and it was a blast.
Everybody was singing along. And since you do love football, and you did throw the Pats name out there a little bit, I want your pick for Super Bowl. Give me the score. What do you think? How's it going to go?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, actually, but...
By the Patriots.
I do think the Patriots are going to win. I do.
Yeah, he did not clarify who was going to score.
No, I think it's going to be 35-31 Patriots.
We'll take it. As long as it's a W, we're good.
We got you on that one.
What do you think about playing a room like that? So do you prefer the intimate setting like that, or do you prefer being in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people?
Like right there, I had people standing right in front of me singing, and I could look them right in the eye. Mm. And that's what's really fun. And, I mean, I got to say, going out there to Gillette is not bad.
Yeah.
But there's something really special and intimate to be able to stand up there with just a guitar and play your songs and look at everybody when you're singing them. Every day I'm thankful and grateful that I get to play music for a living. And
what I love are the stories behind the songs. Like, as a songwriter, it was really touching to hear some of the stories. But have there been any songs that you've written that you wish you had kept for yourself, that like, or were you just happy to be a part of the process?
All of those songs that I played, I wish I'd have kept for myself.
That's what
no,
I mean.
No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing, but the thing is, like you're not always in a position to put a song out.
Yeah.
And whenever you write a song, it's like the Kip Moore song that was just out, Last Shot. Kip and I wrote that with Dan Couch. We wrote that song together one day. And I hear that, I go, damn, I wish I'd have had that. And then there's a couple of songs on Luke's new album I wish I'd have had for mine. There's a song on Jason's new album I wish I'd have had. There's one on Thomas Rhett's record I wish I'd have had. All of those ones that are hits, I wish they were mine.
What is your secret to writing then? Like, because you've written so many damn hits. Like, what? How do you get to that frame of mind?
Honest to God, I don't know, man. Thank you. I don't know. I love to play music, and I listen to things that people say, and I listen to movies, and I mean, like I told the story about you gonna kiss me or not. It's like I heard that on a movie, the phrase, "Are you gonna kiss me or not?" And then we wrote that song. And
next. Was the movie The Notebook? Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Honest to goodness, could have been The Notebook, but I don't usually make it very far through the movies
without crying. Me too. I know.
So you have seen The Notebook?
Not that I can.
So what's your guilty pleasure? How about that? Like a guilty pleasure?
Smokey and the Bandit, or like all the Clint Eastwood movies. I mean, I watched a Bruce Lee movie the other day. I mean,
have you cried at a movie before?
I cried at Enter the Dragon, the Bruce Lee movie.
Oh, wow.
It was emotional.
Hey, well, we thank you very much for coming out, especially making the ride to get here and everything.
Thank
we appreciate
you
it.
So
it was
much. Awesome.
It's great to be here. Thanks for the Boston hospitality.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.